This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. By the calendar, tomorrow is the first day of summer and the solstice, marking the long days of sunshine in the northern hemisphere. But at the bottom of the world, it's winter, and at the very bottom, in Antarctica, the sun has not been seen for months, and it won't be back until sometime in September. From somewhere within that long night, writer Scott Carrier discovered a Utah woman with a story of how she found her way in life by finding her way to Antarctica. Here's Scott.
Perhaps the most efficient way to introduce Penelope Chilton is to say she's the only person I've ever met who can make me feel like I'm on acid just by standing next to her. She used to work in a CD shop here in Salt Lake City, but I went in there one day and she said she was leaving town, that she wanted to change her life and didn't know how except by going far away. So she'd taken a job as a janitor in Antarctica. When I asked her why Antarctica, she said she'd been there once before on a sightseeing trip with her mother and had fallen in love with a whale.
I felt like I had made the best friend of my life. It was this animal that you're typically afraid of. Whales seem like they're scary creatures, and it was playing with us. It was like a little child, diving underneath the boats and blowing right next to us. We could practically reach out and touch it. It was totally innocent and had no idea our potential as human beings, and was not afraid at all. I felt like that whale felt about me the way I felt about him.
She left in September, flew to Hawaii, then to New Zealand, then to McMurdo Station on the frozen coastline of the Ross Sea. It's a base managed and supported by the National Science Foundation, a place for scientists to eat, sleep, and stay warm when they go down there to study the ice, the atmosphere, or the marine ecology. Besides the scientists, there's a support staff, cooks, dishwashers, forklift operators, electricians, janitors, who take care of the base, a place that looks like a mining camp on a frozen asteroid.
I was told that it was a rather ugly town, and it is a very ugly town. Brown buildings, green buildings, metal sidings, lots of cargo sitting outside, mill vans everywhere, fuel tanks. It's not an attractive place as far as the town itself goes. It's the buildings are really, so they leave something to be desired.
As a janitor, Penny was pretty sure she was the lowest paid employee at McMurdo. She worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, cleaning up after everybody.
On an average day, I would start in a dormitory, I would vacuum, scrub bathrooms. It's just, you're cleaning up after 1,000 people, and 1,000 people who don't really care about the fact that you're cleaning up after them. So, somebody shaved their facial hair on the toilet, so the toilet essentially had a beard. And all sorts of other gross habits that people have. Snot on the walls and puke on the floors, and it's strange. The guy who shaved his beard on the toilet, I mean, come on. Why do you do that?
Besides the tough job and low pay, living in McMurdo was kind of like living in a prison when it comes right down to it. Close quarters, constant surveillance.
Stateside and in most jobs, you go to work, and whether you work 10 hours a day or 8 hours a day or whatever, you have the opportunity to go home and not take your work with you. Whether you do or not, that's something, that's different. But when you're living in McMurdo, it's like you're living inside the corporation, and everything you do is managed and watched. And for example, we had a rash of people throwing up in places that, besides the toilet or a garbage can. And because of that, people get punished by their employer. It's weird. It's a strange feeling to be completely watched at all times by your employer.
So life inside the base was harder than Penny thought it would be, but she was willing to put up with it for the simple reason that every morning she woke up in Antarctica, and every day when she was done with work, she got to go outside.
It was in the summertime, it was very pink and blue, light blue, but there was always this tinge of pink that held over the Royal Society Mountains, and there'd be these nacreous clouds that were these pastel rainbow colors that seemed as if they were moving, but those clouds weren't moving at all, but the colors within the clouds were moving. And it was just the most beautiful feeling. You're out there in the middle of the sea ice and you know you're on top of water, you know, and there's maybe 15 feet of ice separating you from the Ross Sea. And it's just so quiet and so lonely and beautiful.
In the summer in Antarctica, the sun never sets. For 3 months, it circles higher and higher in the sky, and then for 3 months, it spirals back down to the horizon. Then it sinks below the horizon and disappears for the winter, 6 months of darkness. All the scientists and most of the staff at McMurdo go home for the winter, leaving a skeleton crew of 200. Penny had a choice to stay or go. Everyone has the choice. There's a flight out in March, and then there's no plane coming back until September at the earliest. So if you stay, you have to try not to get sick or hurt, and you have to maintain your sanity. You have to live with artificial light trapped in a big metal box while the wind blows 100 miles an hour outside. Some people develop T3 syndrome, a hormonal imbalance causing depression, irritability, anger, and forgetfulness. Penny chose to stay, but she was worried.
You know, by the time February hit, I was completely done with summer mentally, and I thought, God, I don't know if I can make it through the winter, you know? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of being a janitor, and I'm sick of all of these people, and nobody knows how they're going to handle total darkness. You just don't know. And that's kind of a scary feeling when you don't have that immediate access to transportation and you can't leave.
Penelope Chilton and helping her tell her story, writer Scott Carrier. Tomorrow, Scott continues this story as Penelope faces 6 months of winter and the last plane leaves McMurdo Station in Antarctica.
What if I was one of those people who couldn't handle it? God, that would be the worst feeling to know that I couldn't hack it.
Penelope Chilton in Antarctica. Her story concludes tomorrow.